The memories and the promise. Every NFB National Convention is unique. If it is your first, it is likely always to hold a special place in your heart because it includes so many firsts in your experience. Some readers who open this issue are still considering whether or not to take the plunge and travel to Atlanta for the 2007 convention. Many articles in the following pages will provide information about the things that will be happening at the Marriott Marquis Hotel during the first week of July. We hope you will find the information useful as you consider whether to take your courage in both hands and step into the unknown by traveling to the convention and, if so, how early to arrive. But this first article may also be helpful as you think about whether or not to come. It is a report of a tiny piece of what went on during the 2006 convention. The report first appeared in the winter 2007 issue of Future Reflections, the magazine of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. I hope that you will read it, even if you are not the parent of a blind child. By providing a glimpse of one element of the convention activities last year, it can kindle your imagination as you consider what you might experience this year in the parts of the agenda and the activities in which you are particularly interested. So read on. Consider the impact that these events made on the families who took part in them. Then allow yourself to imagine what adventures and new experiences could be waiting for you in Atlanta. 2006 Convention Photo Report. The quantity knowledge minus pity plus the quantity skills times confidence plus blind role models equals self-determination. Self-determination plus the quantity talent times perseverance equals success. Is the task of raising a child an art or a science? Probably both. At the 2006 National Federation of the Blind National Convention last summer in Dallas, Texas, the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, adopted a theme, The Equation for Success, from the world of science. With the help of dynamic, knowledgeable presenters and a wide variety of programs and activities for parents and kids, we explored together the elements of the equation that lead to success for blind children and youth. As always, parents also discovered that simply observing the thousands of blind people traveling independently about the hotel and doing all the normal things that people do at conventions was itself as valuable as all of the organized seminars, workshops, and activities combined. The following photos and descriptions are highlights from the 2006 convention. Mostly, we have selected photos that depict the programs sponsored at the convention by the NOPBC. As many people have observed, the NOPBC programs alone constitute a conference within a conference. For a thorough overview of the entire convention, please see the August-September 2006 issue of the Braille Monitor. The issue is available on the NFB website at www.nfb.org. Click on Publications and select Braille Monitor. Also, back copies in print or alternate formats may be requested from the NFB Independence Market at 410-659-9314, extension 2216. The week-long convention began on Saturday, July 1st, a day set aside by the convention for NFB divisions to conduct seminars. And that's where we began our photo report. Saturday, July 1st, 2006. The NOPBC seminar begins with the annual Kid Talk, with NFB President Maurer seated on the floor with the children. His time with the kids centers around the new Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, dubbed the best new invention ever in the NOPBC agenda. Dr. Maurer shows them how the reader works, then passes it around while he patiently answers questions and encourages the kids to use their hands to examine the machine. Lots of people don't want us to touch things, he tells them, but that's how blind people learn. At this convention, we want you to touch things. Photo 2. After the children return to their seats, Ryan Strunk, president of the National Association of Blind Students, kicks off the adult portion of the seminar with a keynote address about the equation for success. He begins the speech with the statement that, in regard to the equation in the agenda, in fact, there are two other elements involved, improv, improvisation, and luck. With frankness and humor, he explained that just before he came to the convention, he picked up some clothes from his dry cleaners and stuffed them in his garment bag. Unknown to him, the cleaners had removed the tags from his colored shirts. In his system, shirts with no tags are white, and gave him someone else's dress pants, all of which he only discovered shortly before dressing for the seminar that morning. But because he is flexible and has learned many problem-solving skills throughout his growing up years, and with a little luck, he managed to put together a suitable outfit. Ryan continued to speak of his own experiences with sincerity and humor while delineating the components of the equation that combine to create successful blind adults. Photo 3. Following Ryan Strunk, Eric Vasiliauskas, M.D., a pediatrician and parent of two blind sons, Vejas and Petras, speaks to parents on the topic, The Power of Knowledge. Who knew that Dr. V, as he's affectionately known, could turn such a dry-sounding title into a speech that moved many in the audience to tears. This powerful speech is printed in its entirety elsewhere in this issue. Photo 4. After lunch on Saturday, Susan Osterhaus, a math teacher from the Texas School for the Blind, leads a standing-room-only workshop. As the attentive crowd looks on, Osterhaus describes math techniques, tools, tips, strategies, and resources for blind youth. The workshop is one of three topics in the middle school-high school strand. There were four workshop strands in all: early years, elementary years, middle school-high school, and special topics, and three workshop titles per strand for a total of 12 different workshops for parents and teachers. Photo 5. Angela Wolf, coordinator of the Art with Feeling afternoon session for children ages 8 through 12, poses for a picture as youngster Cindy Plack, El Salvador, displays her latest creation. Kudos goes to Wolf for putting together and conducting this session at the last minute when the original program had to be canceled. Photo 6. Matt Maurer, President Maurer's brother, plays a Braille-related game with 6-year-old Jasani Whitehead, Iowa, at the Braille Carnival. The Braille Carnival was reorganized this year into smaller, multiple sessions in order to provide more individual attention to each child. Photo 7. In Talk About It Theater, coordinated by Carrie Gilmer, kids tackle difficult social situations they may encounter in their daily lives. Through a skit they create, then act out, these blind and sighted youth learn how to react to ignorance and misinformation about blindness. Photo 8. Instructor and mentor Barbara Pierce of Ohio and Dasha Radford, age 10, North Carolina, quickly become close-knit friends in the knitting workshops for kids ages 8 through 12. Photo 9. Jimmy Kale and R.J. Kreese of Indiana are intrigued at the prospect of trying out newly developed lab tools for blind students during the Chemistry, Seeing Color Through Sound program for teens. Organized and conducted by Andrew Greenberg of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, Nanoscale Science and Engineering Center, and blind chemist Carrie Cipollo of the Independent Laboratory Access for the Blind, iLab, project, this workshop was one of three afternoon sessions offered to teens in collaboration with the NFB Jernigan Institute Center for Blind Youth and Science. Photo 10. The chance to get together with other teens to share experiences is a convention plus. While parents and younger kids relax and enjoy socializing Saturday night at Family Hospitality, teens talk about issues concerning dating, relationships with parents, social interactions, and more at Teen Talk, a regular NOPBC-sponsored session just for teens. Throughout the convention, NOPBC also offers a safe, supervised hangout environment at the Teen Hospitality Room. Sunday, July 2, 2006. Orientation and mobility instructor Roland Allen of Louisiana teaches 9-year-old Nautica Whitehead of Iowa how to use a cane on stairs during the NOPBC-sponsored Sunday morning cane walk. On the cane walk, blind children learn tips and techniques based on the guided discovery method taught by, mostly, blind volunteer instructors, while sighted parents and siblings have the option of experiencing a cane lesson under sleep shades, blindfolds. Photo 2. Sean Payne of Utah and his sons Andrew, age 3, and Jacob, age 5, pose for a picture after participating in one of the two cane walk sessions. Parents with infants and toddlers have the option at the cane walk to spend time with Joe Cutter, talking about early movement and cane use. Photo 3. On Sunday afternoon, MathCounts Executive Director Lawrence Jacobson, above, speaks to the Math Now Forum and Seminar for Math Lovers about the need for our country to entice young people from diverse populations into math and engineering careers. The forum was preceded in the morning by a closed math competition between four students, Hannah Weathered, Michael Taboda, Kyra Sweeney, and Megan Benning, and four adults, Steve Jacobson, Nathaniel Wales, Jason Ewell, and Paul Dressel, using brailled MathCounts local and regional level competition materials. Photo 4. Kyra Sweeney concentrates on a problem in the individual round. Photo 5. The members of the kids' team listen intently while Kristen Chandler of MathCounts gives instructions. The results of the competition are announced at the forum. Engineer Nathaniel Wales of California gets the top score, but close on his heels was Louisiana 7th grader Michael Taboda, who took top honors for the kids' team. Photo 6. Jean Bugby is accompanied by her adult daughter, who happens to be blind and severely multiply disabled, as she co-presents at the Sunday afternoon workshop, An Introduction to Active Learning. The Texas School for the Blind, TSB, partnered with the NOPBC by providing two other presenters for the workshop, Amy Dozima and Sarah Kitchen, both teachers at TSB. Photo 7. NOPBC board members Kevin Harris, left, and Brad Weathered organized the first ever Dad's Night Out at the 2006 convention. The informal meeting at one of the hotel lounges featured buffalo wings, beer, camaraderie, and lots of talk about, what else, their kids. Monday, July 3, 2006. The NOPBC annual meeting on Monday afternoon pulls together parents at every stage of involvement in the NFB. Here, President Barbara Cheadle, Center, consults with NOPBC treasurer and longtime leader in Louisiana, Sandy Tabota, left, and first-time parent Terry Turgeon, right, of Massachusetts. Terry and her husband John are among the 18 sets of parents who attended the convention with funding from the NFB Parent Leadership Program, a new initiative to develop parent leadership at the state and national levels. Photo 2. On Monday from 5 to 7 p.m., Braille book lovers of all ages gather for the Braille Book Flea Market. Photo 3. Abby Orton of Texas makes several selections and sits down to read. Photo 4. Bianca Saronico of California browses through a stack of Braille book titles, and Anna Walker reads a book with her mother, Carlton Walker of Pennsylvania. Photo 5. The Braille Book Flea Market is fun for the entire family. The Colton family, Denise, Rick, and Katie, pause for a photo before Katie gives her Braille book selections to the UPS volunteers to be boxed and later taken to the post office to be shipped free matter for the blind back to their home in Utah. Tuesday, July 4, 2006. Photo 1. If it's Tuesday night, it must be IEP workshop night. Teachers Gail Wagner Wright of New Mexico and Mary Noel Chamberlain of Iowa, both past winners of the Distinguished Educator of Blind Children Award, co-present a workshop for parents and teachers who are veterans of the IEP process. It was purely coincidence that Tuesday, and therefore the workshop, fell on July 4th. Other workshop options included an IEP workshop for those new to the process and an Access It Yourself workshop about how to locate resources. Photo 2. Nanny Fife of Hawaii leads a workshop designed to put the fun back in exercising with her Hula Workout seminar for Federationists of all ages. Photo 3. Lindsay Adair of Texas proudly shows off her Independence Day dress to the photographer who stops by NFB camp to get a few snapshots of the kids whose parents take advantage of the NFB-sponsored childcare services coordinated by Federation volunteer Carla McQuillan. Wednesday, July 5, 2006. Photo 1. On Wednesday, the convention adjourns at noon, and the afternoon is free for convention attendees to relax, take in the local sights, or drop in for a little bit of cane talk with Joe Cutter and other Federation mobility instructors. Photo 2. Kristen Turgeon, Massachusetts, and her father, John, examine and compare access technology in the vast exhibit hall. The convention brings together in one place at one time about 80 vendors, nonprofits, for-profits, big companies, and small, of specialized products, materials, and access technologies for the blind. The exhibit hall is a rare opportunity for blind kids and their families to, as one mom put it elsewhere in this issue, try before you buy. Photo 3. Levi Brisson from Colorado savors his chance to sit in a red 1957 Thunderbird, one of many coveted cars at the Classic and Antique Car Show in the parking lot of the hotel on Wednesday afternoon. The car show was organized by the newly organized Classics, Antiques, and Rods, Cars, division of the NFB. Thursday, July 6, 2006. Photo 1. On Thursday night, a record-breaking crowd packs into the ballroom to partake of the festivities at the annual banquet. Photo 2. Dr. Maurer delivers his banquet address entitled An Element of Justice to an eager and enthusiastic crowd. Friday, July 7, 2006. On Friday, after a General Assembly session filled with roll calls, legislative reports, debates, and votes, we begin to depart the Convention Center in Dallas. Satisfied with a week full of fun, education, and rejuvenation, we bid farewell to many friends. Barbara Cheadle says, "See you next year," to 2-year-old Anton Kiwimagi of Colorado.